An interview from the Listening Tube.
May 22nd, 2022.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine has certainly grabbed the attention of the rest of the world, and people all over are taking steps to aid the refugees taking shelter in other countries, as well as those who have stayed behind. One of those efforts began in a small Pennsylvania town called Shamokin. Two men there, businessman and former county commissioner Vinnie Clausey and Reverend Mykola Ivanov, pastor of Transfiguration of Our Lord Ukrainian Church in Shamokin, took it upon themselves to raise money and personally go to the Polish border with Ukraine to help the most vulnerable in the area, orphans. Reverend Ivanov is also a native of Lviv, Ukraine. I had the pleasure of speaking to both men about the project and what was accomplished. The mission began with a fundraiser organized by Mr. Clausey, who donated $10,000 of his own money to kickstart the project. Reverend Ivanov explains how the idea began.
Vinnie Clausey approached me and he said to me, Father, I want to help. And I said, okay, so what do you want to do? You know what, let's try to raise money. And the goal is going to be like $100,000 in 2 weeks. At first, I was skeptical because, like, you know, raising $100,000 in 2 weeks, you know, it looks like really ambitious plans, you know.
Well, that was an ambitious plan. You know, some of the best plans start with that kind of ambition.
Yeah.
How much money did you ultimately raise?
$140,000.
$140,000.
Yes. So I was hoping, at that time when we started to do this, I was hoping to raise at least like $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Like it would be still okay to help those kids.
Originally, the money would be donated to an organization like the Red Cross to distribute the money.
We were thinking this way at the beginning, but then we thought to ourselves, you know what? Since we are physically going to the border, why not to change it into the mission that we physically will be delivering the things for those kids ourselves?
So while the Reverend stayed in Poland to procure all the supplies they would need, Mr. Clausey delivered the goods to the people in Ukraine who needed it.
And he was handing the money, not the money, but the things that we are buying those kids personally. So my mission was to do, I had a list of the kids, their needs. Like, for example, we were helping one of the orphanages was orphans with the special needs kids. And those special needs kids, they have different kind of mess that they take daily. So I had a list of the kids. I had the exactly names of the meds that they're using, that they're taking daily. I had the size of their shoes, whatever they need, like today, as of today. And that was really like a totally different approach as everyone else is doing.
Here's Mr. Clausey.
And go to the Ukraine and myself and deliver whatever we had to deliver to the orphanage. Because I did not want anyone to profit that money, any organization whatsoever. And that's how I did it. And I went to the Ukraine and I did what I committed to the public. To deliver the money and buy shoes, buy laptop, and buy tablets, and buy food, and deliver to the orphanage.
Reverend Ivanov says assessing those needs was the first mission.
So we got to our hotel, we dropped our things, and right after we dropped our things at our hotel room, we went to see the refugees in Rzeszów. Those families, mothers with kids. I was able to locate the buildings that they stay in, you know, and we went there to see exactly what kind of needs do they have there, you know, those refugees. So when we arrived at those buildings with the refugees, we have realized that they need food, like, you know. And the fastest way that day when we arrived to provide anything for them, it was, we were able to give them some cash. Each family got like 500 zloty. It was like around $120 in US dollars, you know.
So it was Polish currency.
Yes, what we did before our departure to Poland, we have exchanged all the money into the Polish money currency here in the United States.
And you traveled with $140,000 worth of Polish currency.
Yes, yes.
On you. Yes. Were you worried or nervous about that at all?
Why? We are flying to Poland. It's NATO. It's civilized world. It's not somewhere in the middle of nowhere. It's something that I've been a few times in Poland, and I do know. And Polish people are nice people. They are not barbarians or something, you know what I'm saying?
Having received special permission to fly to Poland with $140,000 in Polish currency, the team finds the needs of refugees and orphans were quite different.
With the refugees, it's a different story. With the orphanage, it's a different story. So refugees, a lot of them were there just for the time being. So a lot of them were traveling through Rzeszów. And they were just stopping by in those buildings that the Ukrainian Catholic Church, actually, Ukrainian Catholic Church in Rzeszów, had this bright idea to rent some buildings like in Rzeszów and be able to provide this kind of little middle stop for those refugees and help them with meal, with the night that they can sleep with their kids, and then they were going further into Europe or something, you know what I'm saying? So that was the, some of them stayed there all the time, some of them just came for a few days, but with the refugees, it's a different story. Refugees, they needed food and money to travel. With the orphanages in Ukraine, they needed food, and we were, our mission also was to help them to continue education. So what we did, for all those kids, we were buying tablets, those special tablets that we are using here in the United States sometimes. We are using here like Chromebooks. And in Ukraine, they can use the tablets that they can continue their education.
So what was most needed by the people you were there to help?
On food.
Food.
Yes, yes. We also been buying like shoes, brand new shoes for those orphans. And, you know, these kids, you have to see their faces and eyes, and the kids who were moved actually from east into west of Ukraine sometimes during the night and during the airstrikes, you know what I'm saying? And you have to understand that these kids, okay, when you were entering the room, they were so scared of someone that they don't know, that these kids were starting screaming, just screaming out of that they don't know the person that enters the room. That's how scary it is. So this, we had one of the orphanage were under 2 years old kids, and you can imagine, you have no father, no mother, and you were, they were taking them as a shoveling them into the buses like little puppies, because there was no time to explain those kids where are we going, why we are going. And they were moved during the night. So with us, it was really tough because we couldn't disclose any locations of the kids because of the war, you know. It was all done in secret, and I was promising those people who were helped me on the Ukrainian side that I will not disclose any of the locations of the kids.
Vinnie Clausi says the kids would warm up to him once they realized he was there to help.
The first time I seen orphanage was we arrived there Sunday at noon, and Sunday night we went to see one of the orphanage, and it was all little kids. And I mean, in the beginning they was a little nervous, and then I started hugging them and, you know, get friendly with them, and started giving money to them kids, and like $125 each children I give, and they got real close, they got real friendly. I mean, you got to seek to believe, them children, they don't have nobody. The mother died in the war, the father died in the war, they don't have no parents whatsoever.
Wow, and approximately how many are there? I mean, you probably
There was a different orphanage, a different size. Like, there was some, like, 6 people the first time we seen. There was some 20 people, some 50 people, some 25 people, and their kids. I'm talking about kids. There was all different size. In Ukraine, when I went to Ukraine, and the first one I see, there was an orphanage of, like, mentally challenged kids. And I bought a TV for them. I bought a washing machine. I bought everything I could to make their life better for the people who was watching the children. Then I went to different orphanage, and I bought, it was 50 kids, and I give it 50 tablets, 50 shoes, and we buy food, and that's how it started. We went to one, to another one, another one, another one, till we run out of money.
And orphans weren't the only beneficiaries of the mission.
20,000 medical money, we bought a truckload food. We sent it to the war zone, where is their house got knocked down for the Russian. They didn't have nothing. They didn't have no food, nothing. We sent food to the adult, too.
Reverend Ivanov tells me they had help once they got there. 4 people on the Polish side of the border, and 10 people helping Mr. Clausi on the Ukrainian side. Having brought Polish currency, everything they bought was bought in Poland. And being a stranger in a new place made the logistics a challenge.
It was like 2 cell phones on each ear, 24/7. And I was going to sleep at 4 a.m. At 7 a.m. just to be able to see logistics. This is the most difficult. When you come into different city, you don't know anyone. You don't know where to go, what to do, how to order, how to get the transportation, how to do this, and that. Until you learn, a lot, you spend a lot of time.
Then, once the supplies were secured, getting them over the border into Ukraine was also a challenge.
Like me, I was literally sometimes just scratching my head, thinking that I will pull my hair out, because it was so intense. It was so difficult to do the logistics. And plus, that you would understand, the Polish transportation, they not always are willing to go into Ukraine, because, as you know, the weapon that is provided right now by United States and NATO for Ukrainians, they've been transported by the little trucks or big trucks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So for Russians, each and every truck that enters Ukraine from Poland, so from the Polish side, might be the target.
I see.
Because they think those trucks, they bring weapon. So for the Polish guy to go into Ukraine, first of all, you have to pay enormous price for the insurance of the truck and insurance of the driver. And secondly, not that many Polish drivers want to go into Ukraine. So my biggest concern was to find Ukrainian truck and Ukrainian driver that, for example, got stuck in Poland, somewhere in Poland, and he is waiting for his delivery or his load of whatever he was supposed to bring back to Ukraine. And, for example, he has 2 days' time, you know, and he has nothing to do those 2 days. He just waits for his shipment, you know. So that was my biggest thing, to find those drivers and those trucks that they can help me while they are still in Poland waiting for their things to arrive.
Certainly, a mission like this, supporting the most vulnerable people in your home country that is currently under attack by another nation, can take a toll on you.
You'll never forget the eyes and all the kids. When they were saying, stay with us, don't go. Don't go back to the United States, stay with us. That was the toughest part of this mission. You come home a different person. You come home with totally looking differently at all the fundraisers that we are doing here in the United States. You look at these things later on differently, because you do understand then that with $140,000 that we have been able to raise, we helped like 7 orphanages, providing them food, shoes, tablets for the education, everything else. And you do understand later on how much you could do if you would have the money that we sometimes raising through the government or something, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mr. Clousy, too, says he's been changed by the trip.
Well, it's something like you guys are going to understand that what I see and the pitch I take, that was the real thing. That was the real stuff. I mean, this is not something you see on ABC News or Fox News. It is the real thing. And it changed my life. It changed my life 100% because I'm never going to forget them kids. I'm sorry I got emotional.
The mission was a success, and the Reverend wants to let everyone who helped in any way know that they're appreciated.
Thanks for all your prayers and all the good deeds that you're doing in your life, because we can make a change, okay? We can make a change by doing the right thing in our life, and that would be the biggest change.
And change lives they did. Not only by providing material goods to people who needed them, but they also changed attitudes of vulnerable kids who were afraid of strangers and now know that there are good people in the world. There is another mission being planned. If you'd like to help, email the listening tube at outlook.com and I'll give you the contact information.
Get a lot more content from the Listening Tube with Bob Woodley podcast.